theme running through our readings this morning is the theme of reconciliation. And if we look at the sacrament of confession, it's fallen on hard times today. You know, typically in most parishes in the United States, the confession lines are very short. A lot of Catholics don't go to confession at all anymore. I've seen parishes with thousands of families as parishioners that'll have 15 minutes a month of confessions. And I can tell just, you know, from reading the newspaper empirically, there's no shortage of sin out there. I don't think that's the problem. You know, I think the problem is people's sense of sin has disappeared. And a lot of times, sin that's even mortal sin, people don't recognize as sin anymore, much less venial sin. But things that are seriously sinful, people don't even see as being wrong because their consciences are so poorly formed or they've lived lives of such sin. St. John Vianney is the patron saint of priests. And what he's known for is, especially towards the end of his ministry, he would spend 16 hours a day in the confessional, hearing confessions. People would travel from all over Europe and even from abroad to come to go to confession to him. But that's primarily what he was known for. He only slept a couple nights or a couple hours a night, and oftentimes he would get attacked by the devil during those couple hours, so he wasn't getting much sleep. But he would hear confessions. And one time, in rage, the devil appeared to him and said, "If there were three priests like you in the world, my kingdom would be ruined." If we look at what he was doing, he was hearing confessions. What he was saying is if there are three priests doing that in the world, the kingdom of Satan would be destroyed. I think that underlies the significance of the sacrament of confession. It is so powerful in liberating us from sin, which is the devil's main attack against human beings, is to get us to sin. You know, our bondage to Satan comes from sin. And confession liberates us from that. There's only two sacraments that we can go to on a regular basis. Baptism is only once. Confirmation is only once. And those two sacraments are the Eucharist and confession. And so it's important as part of our spiritual lives for us to take advantage of the incredible graces that are available in the sacrament. I thought I'd address a few reasons why people don't go to confession. I think some people don't go to confession because they feel that they've sinned so much and that their life is so terrible and they've done such horrible things that they can't be forgiven. I think that's one reason why a lot of people stay away from the church or stay away from the sacrament of confession. And that's the situation that Christ addressed this parable to today in the gospel. There were scribes and Pharisees who were saying, you know, why are you eating with tax collectors and sinners? These people are evil. They've lived horrible lives. Cut yourself off from them. We should be separated from these people. And Christ's response, as we hear in the parable that he tells, is that God is a loving father and he desires to reconcile each one of his children to himself. When he died on the cross, he took upon himself the sins of every human being, every sin that would ever be committed from Adam and Eve till the end of time. And if people are saying that their sins can't be forgiven, what they're saying is that their sins are greater than the sacrifice of Christ, which is not true. The sacrifice of Christ is infinite, and there is no sin that cannot be forgiven. Christ purchased each one of our souls, not just the human race collectively, but each one of our souls at a great price. And so there's never a reason for us to stay away from the reconciling power of Christ, especially during this year of mercy, when Pope Francis is emphasizing how the doors of mercy are opened wide. Second reason why a lot of people may not go to confession. Some people say, I go directly to God to have my sins forgiven. I don't have to go to a priest, or I don't have to go to the sacrament of confession. Well, Christ could have set it up that way. He could have established it so that all we have to do is confess in our minds directly to him and we'd be forgiven. But he didn't set it up that way. He instituted himself the sacrament of confession, and he gave that power to the church. We hear that in the second reading today, when St. Paul talks about how he has been entrusted with the ministry of reconciliation. And we see it right after the resurrection in John's gospel. Christ, when he appears to the apostles, shows him his hands and his feet, and then he breathes on them and gives them the power to forgive sins. So Christ gave that power to the church. And part of the reason is, you know, there's a big difference between saying we're sorry to someone in our mind and actually going up to a person we've offended and saying that we're sorry face to face. And there's a big difference between just saying we're sorry in our mind to God and going before a priest, his representative, and audibly owning our sin and confessing that to a priest and hearing the words of forgiveness. There's a big difference. And so Christ gave us the sacrament for a reason. St. Jerome, one of the early church fathers, calls confession the second plank after the shipwreck. The shipwreck was the fall, the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The human race is thrown into the waters, we're drowning, and we have to grab onto something. The first plank is the sacrament of baptism. If we commit a mortal sin after baptism, that's like letting go of the plank and we're drowning again in the water. Confession is the second plank that we grab onto. The Council of Trent says that those who do not go to confession after committing a mortal sin have no hope of salvation. So for people who commit a mortal sin after baptism, confession is necessary for salvation. Certainly for mortal sin and for venial sin, it also has great benefits. A third reason why some people may not go to confession. Some people say, I don't sin. I don't have to go to the sacrament of confession. Well, if that's the case, the first sin is lying right there. Because everybody sins. We all sin on a daily basis. And people who say they don't sin, just because a lot of us might be trying to be good people. But just because we're trying to be good people doesn't mean that we don't sin and sin often. People who say, I don't need the sacrament of confession are basically saying that they no longer need Christ's redemption, that they're fine without the benefits of Christ's passion and death. And if you think about that for a minute, that's very dangerous territory to be in when we're renouncing the need for Christ. What happens without Christ? We do need his forgiveness. A lot of people who say they don't sin, in a lot of cases, they've simply compromised with sin and are not working to overcome the sin that's in their life. Or sometimes they've accepted mediocrity. When Christ says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, a lot of times we accept not being perfect and we're fine with the sin that's in our lives. And sometimes, if we're not doing an examination of conscience regularly, we may not even be aware of the sin that's there. But there is sin there. If you need a good examination of conscience, I have one handy, so see me after Mass. If you go through that and you still don't think you have any sin, sit down with me for 5 minutes and we'll uncover a few things. I guarantee it. So how often should we go to the sacrament of confession? If you commit a mortal sin, go as quickly as possible. You know, if you cut one of your fingers off, you don't wait a few days before going to the ER. You go right away. If you commit a mortal sin, don't wait. Go quickly. For venial sin, the church recommends once a month for healthy spiritual growth. If you're a parent and you're raising children, think about all the subversive influences that are affecting your children and how many different ways they could fall into sin and how Satan is working on them. Wouldn't you want to bring your child to confession frequently to help form their conscience and build that conviction for doing right within them? So parents, think about the responsibility you have in raising your kids. And last thing I want to address is the effects of confession. One, forgiveness of sin. Second, we get an outpouring of grace every time we go to confession to help strengthen us to conquer sin in the future. So if you're struggling with sin and you keep falling into it, that's what confession is for. Get that outpouring of grace and get a boost of strength every time you go. A reduction of temporal punishment. Every time we sin, we build up temporal punishment, which means time in purgatory, For some people, that could be hundreds, if not thousands of years. Confession reduces that. That's a good thing. Peace of conscience, knowing that your sins are forgiven and that you're at peace with Christ. The humility that's built by owning up to the sins that we've committed and expressing our need for Christ's forgiveness. That builds humility, the foundation of the spiritual life. And finally, having the deepest wounds in our hearts laid before Christ to be healed. That healing power is absolutely incredible. Every good confession that we make resonates in eternity. I want to give you a quote from Jesus Christ that he said to St. Faustina, who he revealed the divine mercy revelation to. He says, "Daughter, when you go to confession, the blood and water which came forth from my heart flows down upon your soul and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. I am hidden only by the priest, but I myself act in your soul. Here the misery of the soul meets the mercy of God." If you wish to witness firsthand the greatest miracles ever performed in this world, go to the sacrament of confession. If you wish to touch the very sacred heart of Jesus and be purified in his blood, go to the sacrament of confession.